I'm Neil Wilkins, and welcome to the Mindful Living Show. So on Monday the 8th of March, I'm going to be presenting a webinar on behalf of Cambridge Marketing College, and this one is all about defining and managing your personal brand. I'm really, really looking forward to this one. This is going to be a webinar, probably one of the most exciting ones I've ever done. It's a topic that's very close to my heart as I'm evolving myself from being a marketer through to being a mindful living specialist, if you like, and all of the things that that entails. And I'll explain a little bit more about that a little bit later. The idea of the personal brand is that you have one whether or not you like it. If you have any kind of profile at all online, or if you have a presence in the big wide world, then you have a personal brand. People will be viewing you, they'll be making judgments about you, they'll be listening to you, they'll be ignoring you, they'll be watching you, they'll be, you know, experiencing all the things that you do, say and behave. And whether or not you think this is your personal brand is irrelevant, because it is always in the eye of the beholder. In other words, people will be forming judgments and opinions about you, and you have a choice when you have a presence in the world as a human being. You have a choice as to whether or not to take ownership of that personal brand and really be accountable for it, or whether or not you are just going to sort of pretend it's not there. So you're going to be a little bit like an ostrich and bury your head in the sand and sort of think, oh, it'll go away and it's not really true. Well, it is true. I can tell you it's true. So you have a presence and a brand personally, whether you like it or not. So the idea really is to kind of figure out, well, what actually is it? How do I appear to others? And this will be the starting point. So the first thing I always recommend, and I'll be talking a lot about this in the webinar, is to take the other person's perspective. So that could be family member, it could be a friend, it could be a work colleague. It might even be somebody that you do not know yet. Or it could be, if you're looking to become an influencer, for example, it could be your community and your audience. Whoever it is, you need to take their perspective, because this becomes very interesting. Rather than viewing the world as you at the centre, you start to put yourself on the outskirts and actually look back in at yourself from the other person's perspective. So Google yourself, for example, have a look and see what comes up, because this is your personal brand. This is how the world is seeing you. I'll also be talking about your tone of voice and style, because we all have one. I have one, you have one, next person you're going to encounter in your life has one. You know, we all approach the world in different ways, and this is really interesting because it allows you then to take a bit of a view as to whether you're being authentic and true and honest to yourself and to the others around you and to the people that you encounter. It's really interesting when you think about this, because is the brand that you are conveying, is it the real you? You know, are you being authentic? Are you the same person when you're online as you are when you're meeting people in the real world? Are you faking it online because you're looking to build this kind of persona, if you like, that people will hopefully enjoy and experience, and it'll get you lots of followers and lots of likes, and you can kind of almost create this alter ego? Is that what you're doing? Is that what you'd like to do? It's all about choice. I'm not going to say there's a right or wrong way of doing this, and it is about your own personal judgment. And I'll be talking a lot in the webinar about the way that you have to be very comfortable with the personal brand that you have, because this is something, if you're going to do this properly, you need to be living it and breathing it every day. So is it authentic and is it true? You know, are you professionally extrovert, for example, if you're creating this personal brand from a career development perspective? And what kind of privacy do you want? Because a lot of people talk about being transparent in communications. In other words, you know, sharing, you know, everything and sort of living with your, you know, heart on your sleeve is a very sort of popular phrase here in the UK. And you know, is that you? Are you happy doing that? This is something I'm going to explore through this, because it's very important that this is a sustainable thing. And one of the things that we will look into will be, are you playing to your strengths and what we might term core competencies? Because I think people who struggle to really understand who they are and how they come across to the world are those who are pushing themselves way beyond their boundaries, and they're not really playing to their strengths. They're almost trying to be somebody they're not, and that's a very hard thing to sustain. So we're going to talk about that and explore that. And for me, one of the really interesting angles here is, you know, what kinds of things do you wish to be associated with? So if we take the opinion that, you know, you have a personal brand, whether you like it or not, what kinds of things do you want to be associated with? What kind of topics do you want to be seen as being involved in? And this obviously brings in things like thought leadership, because if you have a view on a particular topic, is that going to add value to the world? And if it is, well, maybe that's part of your personal brand as you start to share your views and ideas and expertise and wisdom around a particular topic. If that's a step too far and you haven't really figured out yet what that might be, then maybe it is even about just documenting your journey from A to B, whatever that might be, professionally or personally. It might be that you have a particular personal interest, a leisure pursuit, and that kind of thing can then really come into play when you're documenting to help people understand who you really, truly are. So there's lots of opportunity here, and I'm going to be giving quite a few examples in this webinar, which, as I say, I'm really looking forward to, because, you know, there's so much to share here. And one of the things that's going to be really key and really core, if you like, to creating this personal brand is the big question as to whether or not you've figured out your ikigai. So if that word is unfamiliar to you, ikigai is an ancient Japanese model that goes back some 2,000 years. And it's all about the alignment of you as a person with your higher purpose or your reason for being and the value that you bring to the world. And the ikigai is the sweet spot in between four things. And I'll be talking in detail about this because it's really important that you explore this and understand how this will come across to others. And the four elements here that I'll talk about is, what do you love in your life? What would you love to be doing more of? What are you good at? And what does the world around you need from you? And then aligning that with how you can be suitably rewarded for focusing on those things. So what do you love? What are you good at? How would you like to be rewarded? And what does the world around you need? And if you can find that sweet spot, those few little things, those tiny little details that sit within all four of those, imagine four concentric circles joining up, and actually the one little area that where they all cross and all interrelate, that is you, that is your personal brand. That's where you need to focus. So this idea of kind of trying to figure out, what is my reason? What is the biggest value that I can bring to the world? That really is your personal brand. And if you can figure that bit out, you're going to start to add some real value to the people around you and the communities that you're engaging with, the customers that you're serving, and pretty much everybody that you encounter. Then, of course, that allows you to enjoy some kind of refreshment of what it is you've been doing to this point. So we are going to explore how that comes across if, for example, you're looking to evolve your personal brand from how you appear to the world today, which might be a little bit skewed from actually where you want to get to. And so we're going to talk about creating an evolution timeline that actually takes you from where you are today to where your destination is. For me, I'm going to share an example of my evolution, because my personal brand is evolving and has over the last 5 to 10 years. My initial professional brand was very much a marketer. That is what I've done for a number of decades. I've in recent years really evolved that into being more mindful marketing. So using sustainability, the environment, ecology, and actually higher purpose marketing to kind of reinvent the marketing consultancy and mentoring and teaching that I do. So I'm now coining the phrase mindful marketing, and I use that a lot as a hashtag to kind of join together a lot of the things that I talk about and the way that I kind of practice my marketing. And this is part of my evolution through to becoming, in the future, a mindful living specialist. So taking mindful marketing into mindful communication, being present, using the whole idea of presence and being in the moment to helping people to identify how they can communicate more effectively. And so I'm talking about this broader concept of mindful living. So my evolution and the personal branding that I'm sharing with the world is taking the others who are willing to sort of listen and willing to be engaged with me on that journey too. So I've got an evolution timeline, and I'll be sharing that in the webinar. And it's very much about embracing the journey. You know, none of us are perfect. None of us have got this absolutely figured out. So the beauty of it is about sharing the journey. So I'm going to talk about how we can use this evolution of our personal brand in the blogs, vlogs, podcasts, websites, and social media that we use generally to communicate digitally, and how that can also reinvent itself in the way that we interact with the world, in the real world, and the world around us physically. So it's about being in the right place at the right time and sharing the right kinds of messages, and doing all of this in a very conscious way, not just going in the direction of the wind or going in the direction of, you know, the way the economy or the environment is going. It's actually having a very clear purpose, and then sharing that clear purpose in a consistent way, both with yourself but also with those around you. And so this is going to be a very action-orientated webinar. Really, really looking forward to this, because it's going to be something that will allow people to begin that journey of just self-reflection, just becoming aware of how they come across, so they can use that both professionally and personally. So I'm really excited to share three key tips at the end of the webinar. And those three tips will be the next steps that the audience individually can take in their own personal branding journey. So I really hope, if you're listening to this before the event, I really hope that you'll be able to join me. If you go to the website for Cambridge Marketing College, that's marketingcollege.com, you will find on the events page, you'll find a link to this webinar and you can sign up. There are unlimited places for this. We had a bit of an issue with the previous one where we sold out very, very quickly, and we had a significant number of people who couldn't actually get onto the webinar. So they've opened the door. There is no limit to the number of people who can attend this webinar. So you are sure to get in if you register, and register soon. So I'd encourage you to go to the events page on marketingcollege.com, or you can direct message me. You'll find the link associated with this particular podcast, or on my website at neilwilkins.online. And I hope to see you there. Loads and loads of good stuff to share. And if you're listening to this after the 8th of March and it's 1 p.m. UK time where I'll be doing this webinar, I will be putting a recording, the full recording of the webinar. So if you can't make it, or you're listening to this after the event, you can go to neilwilkins.online and you'll be able to watch and listen to it to your heart's content in the future. And I'll also be saving this as a further podcast as well. So it'll be the next podcast that will follow on from this one. So if you miss it in the live environment, then you'll be able to watch it or listen to it on catch up. And I really do hope you will join me for this one. I'm really excited. You can probably tell. Really looking forward to this particular event, because it is one of those things that can make a profound difference, really, to both the way that you feel about how you interact with the world, but also make a really, really big positive impact on those around you. So I look forward to sharing all the details with you at the event, either live or on catch up. And I'll talk to you again very, very soon.